Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Coffee Break Italian, Season 3, Episode 38. Buongiorno a tutti, benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Salve a tutti, e io sono Francesca.
Come stai, Francesca?
Molto bene, Mark, grazie. Ma tu piuttosto, come stai?
Sto benissimo, sono appena tornato dall'Italia.
Sì, lo so, lo so.
Tutto è stato una meraviglia, perché mi piace tanto questa regione. Sono andato a Verona.
Bello.
E poi a Riva del Garda.
Oh wow.
E poi a Bolzano.
Mamma mia.
Sì, ho fatto un po' di toccata e fuga in ogni
sì,
posto.
Sì, sì, sì. Che meraviglia, che meraviglia.
E ho mangiato troppo.
Non è mai troppo in Italia.
Ma ti prometto, niente di pizza al pollo.
Ok, ero un po' preoccupata a dire la verità, ma ora sono più sollevata.
We're not talking about Bolzano or Verona or indeed Riva del Garda today. We're talking about Montespelonca because we are in chapter 8 of our story.
Yeah, we're getting really close to the end,
yeah,
Mark.
Indeed. So, can you tell us a little bit what happened in the last episode, Francesca?
Sì, certo. So, episode 7 ended with a little lie, una piccola bugia from Alessandro, mm-hmm. who promised his nonna Nina, not to go to Le Torrette. And if you remember, after a bit of an argument with his two friends, mm-hmm. Alessandro had decided to continue his search on his own. Mm-hmm. And when he went to his grandmother, she told him about some rumors going around when she was a child herself. And according to a legend, Le Torrette projected a shadow which indicated the position of a treasure, un tesoro.
And that only happens at certain times in the year, isn't
sì,
it?
Sì, yeah. Sì, esatto. And Nina thinks that some bad people, and we introduced this word, della gentaglia, mm-hmm. might still be looking for the treasure. Mm-hmm. That's why she asked Alessandro not to venture there.
Okay, so that's a great summary of what happened in the last episode. Let's find out what happens today. Allora, bando alle ciance.
Dai, diamo inizio alle danze.
Capitolo 8. Venerdì, 15 luglio, ore 15. Alessandro era impaziente. Non poteva più aspettare. Appena terminato il pranzo, chiamò i suoi amici. Sebbene avessero litigato, dovevano assolutamente sapere ciò che la nonna gli aveva detto sulle torrette. Alessandro raccontò loro dell'ombra e dopo pochi secondi di esitazione, tutti insieme decisero di voler andare a fondo di questa storia. Prima però dovevano trovare un punto da cui osservare l'ombra proiettata dalle torri medievali. Edoardo suggerì di aspettare nel campo della nonna di Alessandro, così da poter vedere bene quale direzione indicassero le torrette. I bambini si nascosero lì e iniziarono a seguire l'ombra, camminando tra le spighe. Si erano portati anche delle torce elettriche, nel caso avessero trovato l'entrata della grotta. Ad un certo punto, finalmente, la punta dell'ombra si fermò su quello che sembrava un buco nel terreno, coperto dalla vegetazione. I bambini aprirono il varco e riuscirono a entrarci, trovandosi così all'interno di una lunga grotta buia e umida. «Ale, avevi ragione!» disse stupito Edoardo. Forse, dopo tutto, la storia del tesoro non è una bufala. Non ci resta che scoprirlo, disse Sofia. Ma mi raccomando, teniamo orecchie e occhi ben aperti. Magari c'è qualcun altro che vuole trovare il tesoro. I bambini accesero le torce ed avanzarono dentro la grotta, quatti quatti. Ma di colpo si udì un rumore di passi. Spiando verso l'interno, in lontananza, scorsero una sagoma familiare. Era il professor Doppi, lo storico del paese. I bambini si nascosero. «Pensate che il professor Doppi sia pericoloso?» domandò Sofia, tremando come una foglia. «Se anche lui sta cercando il tesoro, di sicuro non sarà felice di vederci qui», rispose Edoardo, stizzito. Boom! Un tuono all'improvviso scosse le pareti della grotta. Stava arrivando un temporale.
Mamma mia, è arrivato professor Doppi.
Ah, sì, chi se lo aspettava? Una sorpresa, eh?
Indeed. So, let's talk a little in English about what's happened in this episode.
Sì, va bene. So, after hearing what Nonna Nina had to say, Alessandro can't really help but tell his friends.
Yeah, because they'd had a little argument.
Sì.
But I think now that there's something to get their teeth into. Mm-hmm. I think they're all back together. And they immediately decide to get to the bottom of the story once and for all. But first, they have to find a spot from which they can observe the shadow projected by Le Torette.
Esatto. So what they do is opting, as always, for Nina's field. And they hide there for a while, following the shadow, while walking among the wheat spikes.
Mm-hmm. And at some point, the shadow stops on something that it looks like a hole in the ground.
And the children enter there, la curiosità è troppa, and they find themselves inside a dark and humid cave.
Mm-hmm. They turn on their torches and then they quietly start exploring. But suddenly they hear the sound of steps, and from a distance they spot Professor Doppi, the historian of the village.
See, obviously they start panicking a little and wondering what he's also doing there. And meanwhile, a thunderstorm is approaching. Ta-da!
This is like the sympathetic background of nature.
Mm-hmm.
And adding to the excitement here with the thunderstorm approaching. Stava arrivando un temporale.
Sì, sì.
Okay. Molto interessante. Very curious as to what's going to happen in the next episode. There is one phrase that is in this episode, and I have to be honest, I heard it many times listening into conversations, as I tend to do when I'm abroad, and in Italy I heard mi raccomando
sì.
About 100 times.
Sì, usiamo sempre questa parola in italiano. It's one of those quintessentially Italian expressions.
And I think it's a little bit difficult for a learner to use it and to know what the right situation is to use it in. Can you give us a little more about mi raccomando?
Yes, it's a bit not difficult, but because it hasn't a direct translation into English or other languages, at times it's difficult to associate it with something in another language. But it's a word or an expression that we use as a synonym for please or I beg you or mind you, especially when there is maybe something dangerous or important about to happen. Mm-hmm. So we are begging that person to be careful, yep, or to do things properly or not to put themselves in a dangerous situation.
Yeah. So last night I arrived back late in the airport.
Uh-huh.
And I had texted la signora Gloria just to see that I'd arrived home, and she said, you know, be careful going down the road,
uh-huh,
when you're driving, when you're tired and so on. And she'll be very embarrassed that I've mentioned her again. But anyway, Would that be the perfect situation to say, mi raccomando?
Sì, sì, mi raccomando, stai attento per strada, mi raccomando, guida con prudenza. So that would be the perfect scenario when an Italian would use mi raccomando.
Perfetto.
And at times you can just use mi raccomando on its own, mm-hmm. and it's like implicit what you are saying. She could simply say, Mark, mi raccomando, and everything is included in there.
Good. Okay, so that is almost it for this episode, but come sempre c'è ancora una cosina.
Sì, anche per questo episodio c'è una cosina, Mark.
I was actually thinking we could use again la paura fa 90.
Vero, sì, sarebbe un'espressione perfetta per descrivere il momento in cui i ragazzi entrano nella grotta e vedono il professor Dobby, certo. E arriva il temporale.
But do you have another cosina?
Sì, ho un'altra cosina e la cosina di questo episodio si riferisce ai tre amici che ritornano ad essere amici dopo un piccolo periodo di crisi. Mm-hmm. The cosina is acqua passata or è acqua passata.
Okay, so it is water that has passed.
Sì, sì, forse in inglese diremmo it's water under the bridge.
Yeah, okay, so like that's ancient history, we don't need to go back there.
Sì, sì, so this is basically used to refer that what happened among the three friends, mm-hmm. it's now history and it's forgotten and their friendship has now been restored.
That's nice. And sì. would you say è acqua passata?
Sì, è acqua passata.
It's water under the bridge.
Sì.
Don't worry about it.
Sì.
Okay, that is where we're going to leave this episode. We hope that you've enjoyed it as ever. Of course, if you'd like to get all of the additional materials like the lesson notes, the extended version where we go through the whole text, and indeed the video version of this, then you can find that at coffeebreakacademy.com.
Okay, perfetto, Mark.
Grazie mille.
Sì, alla prossima per il penultimo episodio.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.